Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me on the Game Brain podcast if you like board games like I do, if you're obsessed like I am. And joining me is someone who I once played Settlers of Catan with. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben. I will buy your wool factory and build a road right through your straw center. What do you think about that?
I think that's great. I actually still remember that game because I remember you just kept on collecting cards and you weren't actually using them. And I was like, Ronnie, you have to build a wall or something. Build a road, build a settlement, and you just kept collecting
cards. No, I've saved that shit up so I can do it all at one time and beat everybody in the end. It's like poker, you know? I don't have anything. Oh, I built a strip mall right over your straw factory. Sorry.
But what if the robber comes and takes your cards? Oh, it was very stressful.
Listen, as I recall, I won that game, so...
I don't recall that part, but...
Well, you're not recalling like I recall, and I'm...
You know, all that matters is what you remember, right? And if in your mind you won Catan, then that's... I would like you to have that memory because I want you to have nothing but warm, victorious memories about Settlers of Catan.
Actually, my memory is you being very bitter that I won. And you know what? Now that we're talking about Housewives all the time, and it's called My Truth. Okay? It doesn't have to be the truth. We're talking Bravo. It's only my truth that matters.
And the truth is this, that you can't spell Dolores Catania without spelling Catan first. So that's the segue into saying that we're talking about Real Housewives of New Jersey. And before we get into that, we actually have a big deal announcement, like a big one. Like something that everyone should be like, you know, pausing their lives for at this moment.
Stop. We're hosting the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion.
No, not that. Not that. Pause your car. Turn down. Well, don't turn down the radio because we're on it. But tell the kids to quiet down. Tell your husband. Tell your wife, tell your girlfriend, tell your mom, stop nagging you with the soup spoon, okay? Like, you don't want to taste the soup right now. Just listen, okay? We're doing another live virtual show. It's going to be on May 6th. We're covering the season premiere of Real Housewives of New York, you know, our favorite franchise of all time, our signature recap. It's coming back, and so we are going to do a live virtual recap of it. The usual stuff on location live, and the tickets for that are going to go on sale this Tuesday. So you have some time to prepare for it. Sometimes people feel that they're caught off guard. So those tickets are going on sale on Tuesday. And it's going to be super fun. We've done two of these now. We did one for the Crappies, which was like, absurd. We had several thousand people come in for that. And then before that, we did Salt Lake City. The premiere for that, where the Marge dropped in on that one. So we've always have fun on these virtual streams. You never really know what's going to happen. And you can also, one of the fun parts is not only do you get to watch us recap, but you can interact with the other audience members. And it's just a really fun way to bring the whole community together. So it's going to be on a Thursday. It's going to be at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. And I think we're just going to have a big old blast. I'm so excited for this new season, and this is the best way to ring it in, right?
Hell yeah. Come to those. They're super fun. Just reading the comments during the show are so great. You know, it's like really rapid fire when there's like hundreds of people all going in at once. It's so funny. You've never experienced anything like it unless you've got the internet and have had it probably for 20 years. But yeah, it's really fun. So get your tickets next week and come join us for that. And today is the beginning of the storyline we've all been waiting for. The one where Melissa and Joe pretend that they have marital problems because the girl has just run out of things to talk about. I mean, it's like they don't have a new fake business this year. We're forgetting that she was looking for her long-lost sister that a psychic told her that she had last year. I still want to know what happened to that sister.
You know? I do, too. I do too. assuming she ever existed. That's what I love. The fact that that storyline, like, literally may not even exist. We give a lot of shit about the Instagram psychic on Summerhouse who says that Lindsay and Luke slept together. We have to remember that before that psychic could run, the New Jersey psychic had to walk. I think I said that wrong. But either way, the point.
Yes.
I did it all backwards. But listen.
Walk. Yeah. Walk then
Melissa's
run.
Melissa's storyline had to walk.
You said it backwards, but yeah.
Yeah. Melissa's storyline had to walk before Lindsay and Luke's rumor could run. Okay.
Melissa's storyline had to slide down a pole before the Summerhouse storyline could pop a ping pong out towards the back of the room and hit somebody in the head. Okay.
Yeah. And then Cameron Westcott drew a diagram of it. I actually think that this stupid ass fight, I actually don't think it was as fake as you would think. I really don't, because you have to remember that Joe Gorga is a short man with masculinity issues and who has probably been mocked by his dearly departed father his entire life. And I think this is the weird manifestation of it. This is not the first time on Bravo that we have seen a fight about walking patterns. Let us not forget Dorinda Medley.
Dorinda. Heather Thompson. Huge one. Yeah, huge. And that's like a rift that will never be mended. You know? That is probably still something that Dorinda has nightmares about. You're living in that restaurant? Oh really? You're just gonna walk out of the restaurant without me. Wasn't that the first time we really saw Dorinda wasted on Real Housewives of New York? I think it was.
I mean, we may have seen her wasted before then, but that was the first time we saw her just totally irrational. It was actually that they were walking into the restaurant and Dorinda wanted to walk in with Heather, which is actually more petty. I think if you just like leave someone behind in a restaurant, there's like a little bit more grounds to feeling left behind. But just like walking in and like that feels a little bit less. I don't know. They're both petty.
Oh, I thought it was like Dorinda went to the bathroom or something, and so they walked outside, and she's like, "How dare you? You think that's okay to walk outside? Well, let me say to you, really, you fucking bitch! Like, who is this crazy woman, and why has she changed my life already?"
Yeah, I think that was the first Berkshires trip, you know, the first of many wonderful ones. And, you know, very sad we will not be having the Berkshires on Roni this year, but, you know, we're going to mention it all on that live show. But for today, we are here in New Jersey and, the episode opens up with everyone getting dressed to go out for dinner and, Dolores is zipping up Teresa's dress and the zipper gets stuck and she's like, Frank, come on, help me out. We can't get it up. Oh, Dolores, I get that trouble once in a while. Oh, Dolores.
And then we get so many Bill-isms today. Hear Bill go, "You look gorgeous." And then Marge is looking at pictures of Marge Sr. online, who just had a laser treatment. And really does, you know, those things really, it just turns your face into a dried booger. And guess what? I want one so badly. I really want a dry booger face. Because you look like a bowling ball by the time all that skin falls off, yeah, you know? I have these little caterpillars, have I told you?
Caterpillars. Yes, you did. You just bought some caterpillars. You put it on your Instagram story or something.
Well, my niece was like wanting to be little again. She's like 12, you know? So she's like, "Remember the old days when I was young and fresh?" And when she was little, my sister bought her this like little caterpillar kit. And you basically, they come as little caterpillars and kind of a jar thing. And you just leave them in there. They've got food and stuff. And then they grow and then they become butterflies. And you watch the whole process. It's like beautiful. And she went out of town for some cheerleading, whatever. So I opened it, you know, because she was afraid they were going to die. And now I have these like little caterpillar children. And it's so much more disgusting than I ever thought it would be. Like they're shedding and their parts of their body are coming off. Like I think that they're beheading each other because like their heads are gone and then they're still moving, you know, and then there's like poop, but it's brown poop and there's just like skin everywhere. It's really like the making of a season 2 housewife, you know, like they come as season 1 and you're watching the whole behind the scenes process. A little caterpillar Andy comes by like, "Hey, how you feeling about the reunion? Love your new rack."
But then they all turn into moths.
Yeah, well, I don't know yet. I'm not at that part yet. Now I'm at the part where they've all gained about 100 pounds. They're just huge. They're living in just like piles of crap. It's truly one of the grossest things I've ever seen. And I'm just waiting for them to crawl to the top and caterpillar, you know, cocoon themselves up and, you know, they go in as Jessica Tandy and come out as Angelina Jolie, darling.
I love this journey for you. And
Marge's face.
So Marge's face is basically reminiscent of your DIY caterpillar kit. Great.
Yes, just watching that old face being crisped off and then a new face underneath. It just reminded me of my new children down there. Okay, you know, so good for you, Marge Sr. Send me the number of whoever you're using.
You know what's funny? Just yesterday, I think I saw what I think it may have been a cocoon hanging from my ceiling. And I decided that a cocoon on my ceiling, I didn't like that because I thought it might be a moth, and then that moth might go in and eat my clothes. So I went to grab the cocoon, and then I knocked it off, and then it like fell into like a pile. There's a pile of like stuff, and it fell in there, and I don't know where it is. And I'm like, does this mean the cocoon is still gonna hatch? Are the moths gonna win? Was it even a cocoon?
Yes. What was it? Do you know what those things, I've learned what they go through to even get in that cocoon. They behead themselves, okay? Like, they behead themselves, they shed all their skin, they gain 100 pounds. Nothing's going to stop them. They're not going to be stopped by your pile of fucking laundry. I can tell you that right now. They're going to come out bigger and stronger than ever.
Very upset. Do you know about the Atlas moth? It's like the widest moth. I learned this from Animal Crossing. It's the widest moth, and it doesn't have a mouth. And so it basically lives for a day.
Okay, well now.
So those caterpillars or gypsy, whatever the equivalent is of a caterpillar for a moth, gypsy moth maybe, they do everything to get into that cocoon, and then they can spread their fabulous wings, and then they die a day later. How about that? Because they can't eat.
Wow.
They live to turn beautiful and have sex and then die.
Wow, which the Karen moth needs LA. To call the needs to call like the moth manager, because that's just some bad design.
Right, no, it's there. Very Los Angeles. It's very much like, okay, darling, come here to LA, spread your wings, don't eat a bite, and find yourself a man to procreate with.
Yes, you've wired your mouth shut to get a job at Sir, and now you're dead.
The Atlas moth is the new server. It's Sir. It's like,
that's why no one ever like learns how to wait tables properly. You know, they just don't have enough time out of the cocoon.
So
everybody.
Everyone just like getting ready, and then Gorga's like, Joe Gorga's patting Melissa's ass. He's like, ass, and he's like, very healthy. It's like kind of. I mean,
he's like, yeah, healthy ass. Yeah, my dick works. My dick works. I still got a dick that works.
Like, he's struggling so hard to prove that his dick works. I just want to know what's going on with his dick. I don't know that there's a lot of blood getting to it, because that vein on his forehead, he looks like a human hemorrhoid. He looks like he has a hemorrhoid head with very wide, unfocused eyes.
You know what? He's like flowering right now. So I've been, you know, since I'm trying to grow my little herb garden, I've learned that, which is pretty common knowledge, that like if you're growing basil, you don't want it to flower, because once the flower pops up, all the plant cares about is sending all the energy and hormones to the flower. And so basically he's flowered. Like I don't know where it is, but all his blood and energy is no longer going to his dick. It is now going to
his temples. He's got like the Kyle Richards Botox vein, basically. So she's like, can we just have a nice dinner? You know, I mean, anything that Jen does, Marge is going to be so mad at Jen. And he's like, yeah, they better not. I don't want to be embarrassed. You're the one banging tables and throwing shit all over the place. Okay. You're the couple that just threw cheese last week in someone's on someone's deck. Okay.
You're the one
you don't
want to
be embarrassed.
Stain on a wall once. So Jen is.
I know. There's a quality end that still got like brown smudges all over the party room wall because of you, Joe Gorga.
It's probably encased in glass. It's like that. It's like that. That lady in Spain who tried to retouch that like fresco of Jesus. That's sort of like what his stain looked like. So Jen, meanwhile, is talking to Bill, and she's like, Margaret's very vocal about her opinions about me. She says, hey, look, here's your male target, baby. And Bill is like, well, you know, that's just how some people are. So for tonight, don't start anything. Play it cool, baby. Because Bill's also saying baby a lot now. It's like, he like was like, how do I fit in? I'm just going to say baby a lot, just like my wife.
Well, actually, Jennifer never really says baby. I think that's she true. Said it one time, and we just like it, so we just say it for every sentence that she does. But it's like Bill can hear us. I'd like to think that we're kind of connected to Bill.
We are.
Because Bill really is Bill's becoming more us, or something weird is happening in the universe that we're like on Bill's page, because he really does that a couple times today. He's like, don't worry about it, baby!
I know.
Well, it's like the iconic Spice Girl song, To Become One.
Well, just don't start with her. Don't start none, won't be none, baby. And she's like, I don't start with her. She starts with me. Which, you know, of course, Jen did start this entire thing.
She did.
Is very Jersey. Like, who started it? And the one who started it always gets away with the shit. They get always. Mad at the person who reacts.
Always. So then we see, so Joe's downstairs and he's like, he's got some shots, and each of the guys comes downstairs, which means it's time for the weekly segment. There it is with Joe Gorga, wherein people walk into a room and he goes, there he is. There he is. There he is. It's like he really needs to declare that someone has arrived in the room, and he is in fact there.
It's like a really heteronormative door alarm in a convenience store, you know? Like,
bam! Ding,
there
bam!
He is. Ding! There he is! There he is!
So someone asks Marge, like, are you going to be okay tonight with Jen? And she's like, you know, but I'm not going to shame the Jersey Shore, if that's what everyone's worried about, okay? I mean, it's the Jersey Shore. Like, what is this, Ritz-Carlton? Give me a fucking break, okay? We're going to be fine. Everyone here has eaten powdered eggs this morning in the shitty Jersey Shore hotel room. I'm sure they'll be fine with me telling Jen off a little bit, all right?
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, I've never met anyone who has like diarrhea of the mouth like Jennifer. And then, you know, if she starts with me, I will finish it, okay? Do you see what happened to my mother? You think that those red cheeks are from laser treatment? No, that's from me yelling at her so hard. Her blood vessels just burst all over, okay? That was for you, Joan. That was for you.
So the two houses start piling into their vans, and Teresa, you know, is of course just like Joe. They're like makeout twins or whatever. So she, you know, her vagina still works too. She's like, I don't got no underwears on!
How could she at the class establishment like La Mondina? So they arrive, and they all can't sit at the same table because you can't sit more than 8 peoples at a table, huh? So the men go sit at their own table.
You gotta love these. I love COVID regulations. It's a full fucking restaurant of people without masks. Is that really helping anybody? Is that regulation really helping? I'm not believing that it's helping. And now you know what everybody has to deal with? Noise pollution. Because of course these yokels, like, they sit right next to you in tables across from each other, and then spend the rest of the night going, hey Joe, what do you think about that? There he is.
There he is. There he is. It's true. They got noise COVID. So so the men are sitting at the men's table, and so of course Bill is like, yeah, we're at the men's table now.
And Joe goes, yeah, this is awesome. We're having guys' night. There he is. Great lunch today. You know, we were having a great lunch today. And then, bam, these women. And Bill goes, doesn't take a lot, baby.
Yeah. Like, he says baby so much now. It's like he decided, he's like, how do I fit in with these bros? I'm going to go find some of my favorite New Jersey movies and copy their dialogue. But he, like, never advanced beyond, like, 1955.
Yeah. But he's also like trying to fit in with the guys by using their kind of voice patterns, which cracks me up. They're like, hey guys, you know what? We're going to do some tequila shots. Let's get some chilled tequila. And he goes, yeah.
There is that. Not quite, Bill. So, there's that handsome man. No, Bill, you got to say, there he is. There's that stud. Bill, come on. You almost got it. You almost got it.
Who's that lady? So this couple, Joe and Melissa. Joe orders for everybody at his table, and then Melissa orders for everyone at that table. I don't. You know what? I like this couple on TV. I would never want to hang out with this couple. How dare you?
Yeah, well, what I don't like is that Joe Gorga is like, all right, well, we're going to get some steak, some broccoli rabe. and some bread. That should be good enough for everyone. I'm like, there, you guys are like eight eight giant animals at this table or whatever, you know, like you're gonna need more than that. But then again, it is Jersey. Yeah. They have very large portions.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Frank's like, guys, what's the agenda, huh? What are we going to do tomorrow, huh? And they're going to go on boats, and then it's Nono's celebration, which I can't even. Like, please don't bring Nono on my TV and make me sob. I don't watch a show to cry and feel things, okay? I feel like dead people should just be banned from Bravo.
Yeah, yeah, just let's it's just repress sad. Them. Repress them, yeah. So Teresa's like, I can't believe how ugly last night got it in. You know, my dad always wanted his daughter and his son to get along. And I'm glad that Joey and I put the dramas behind us. And now I hope everyone else can keep their shits together, huh? Which then leads to shots for Nono. And then Jackie's like, you know what? When I woke up this morning, I thought I was not going to be having a good day. And it was a great day.
I had a best time also.
Meanwhile, like everyone in the restaurant is like covering their ears.
Yeah, and Bill's like, two are lovely ladies, and Jen's like,
they're having shots, sending shots over there. Why don't you send us some shots, huh?
And Joe's like, hey, you girls want to be independent? You can get your own shots, huh?
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, like what she did in Lake George. She's a flirt. It's like she didn't do anything in Lake George. It was all a joke.
Oh yeah, because of the Melissa thing. Because she's like, we're not that independent. I mean, I'll flirt with somebody else if I can get a drink or something. And he's like, oh yeah, like you did to me in Lake George, right? Yeah, Tree, you really got me on that one, right? And they're like, it was just fake, Joe. Yeah. And Tree's like, I can't believe my brother is still talking about this. All right, I don't know. Maybe something's going on in their marriage or something. If they're still talking like that, huh?
It's like she never learns. It's like she truly never learns.
Speaking of, did you see the post today by? Oh, God damn it! I don't have your name up here. The Bravo. Like influencer or whatever who posts Bravo person. I'm so sorry, you guys. The Bravo account. I started swiping through my phone. I was like, this is like going to be fruitless. Bravo. I've put the phone back down. Yeah, someone put out a story about how Teresa is selling like fake luxury sneakers.
No.
On Instagram. It's like some kind of a storefront that takes your money and you never get the stuff back. And they're like, warning, do not buy these sneakers. Fucking Teresa, learn your lesson.
I would think that she was too busy with Joe Giudice developing his line of furniture, which apparently he's doing. Joe Giudice furniture. What you gonna do, huh? What you gonna do?
What can you do, huh?
You just get like a chair with one leg. Yeah, well, what you can do is a stool now, huh? What can you do? Huh? Way unfair. That's what it'd be called. So, so the food arrives and the food arrives at the table and Billy goes, oh, yes, here we go, baby. I added that baby. I just, you know, it feels weird to not add a baby when we're talking about the Aidens.
So this is the beginning of the fake fight. So Bill's like, come on, give him a kiss. He feels vulnerable. He needs his ego stroke. Hey, I got a new gift. I can maybe help with that. And Melissa's like, yeah, it's just so high maintenance. It's like, kill me already. All right. And so we get, of course, both tables making the same jokes because they're a bunch of heathens. Evan, the food gets brought out, and Evan at his table's like, how's the puss tonight? And then at Tree's table, she's like, hi, we got the octopusy, huh?
It's like they've never had octopus before. They're just like so excited to make octopus puns, you know? So now they're all
bring out any dish we can say pussy, all right? Lasagna pussy.
They're like, no, you're just adding pussy to things. So Melissa's like, of course, trying to start shit. She's like, Teresa, I know you're independent now, but like, remember what it's like to have a man around. Mine's all pissy because he thinks I'm too independent, huh? And Dolores goes, you want my dating advice? Pay attention to red flags. Specifically at Macy's, it usually means there's a sale. I don't want you to lose all your money, okay? Follow the sales signs.
Yeah, and if you want my advice, I would say don't let him curse at you. Don't let him curse at you like that monster from yesterday.
So Marge is like, oh, so you know what? So Joe should leave me because I yelled at him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, that's a red flag to me, baby. I don't talk derogatory to my husband. I was just shocked about that one.
By the way, I love Dolores' advice that she should pay attention to red flags when... Like, Dolores has been dating a guy who parks his motorcycle in the living room and, like, does not ever want to even touch her. let's talk about the real red flags here.
Yeah. That's just a very tired flag, I think. Like, you're just dating a very exhausted flag, okay? A busy flag. Okay, so flag. That account I was talking about on Instagram is called The Real Bad Fashions. I just wanted to give them credit because, you know, you do a lot of work.
Real bad fashions.
You do a lot of good detective work about the fashions on Housewives. So get your follows, girl. Okay, so Gorga,
he like turns to Joe Bonino. There he is. And he goes, you know, last night I wouldn't let Melissa treat me the way you let Marge treat you sometimes. And, you know, Joe is just like, well, you know, in the end, Marge and I might argue. But, you know, in 10 minutes it's gone. I got my nice striped shirt on. I'm pouring iced coffee into a fish tank. Still haven't mastered it. But, you know, everything's good.
And Joe's like, you wear the G-string and she wears the pants.
Ah! I'm like, what does that even mean? So then Jennifer's like, you know what, Margaret? You're no stranger to meanness. To say that my husband is my meal ticket. Who are you, some pizza bagel on the side of the street?
You know what? Your aspiration is to stay home and live off of your husband.
And of course, this, like, she's trying to get Jen here with this, but of course, like, raising five children is not like, it's not like she's being some slouch. You know what I mean?
Right.
So all the women are like, yeah, generally I'm on Marge's side, but, you know, I'm not Jen's fan, but I stayed home when I had my children. It's like a valid job. And Teresa's like, yeah, you know, I like that Bill takes care of things. You know what? Women shouldn't have to sign nothing, all right? And if he tells you to sign it, sign it.
Yeah, I think that Jennifer did a good job of pivoting this into mommy shaming. I don't think that's what this was. I think it's a given. I think all these women know and appreciate that raising a kid or several kids is really hard work. And like, I don't think that's what she was saying. I think she was saying that basically Jennifer, you know, Jennifer can't have a voice in her marriage because the moment that she does, like, she's going to be tossed out for someone new. I think that's what she was sort of implying. I don't know how true that is. But then they turned it into, like, mommy shaming. And I was just thinking to myself, where is Kyle Richards to make this about herself? That's where I was. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
This is classic Housewives. When you're wrong, just say, you're mommy shaming me.
Why are you mommy shaming me?
Are you saying I can't raise my children? Is that what you're saying? Kyle, you're not even on this show.
And Jackie says, sometimes it's easier just to have a job than to deal with all those little fuckers, basically. And Jen's like, you know what?
You're just like to belittle moms, don't you? Any mothers here? Stand up so Marge can throw a calamari at you.
So Margaret's like, you know what? You hit very low when you said that you weren't going to judge someone before, you know, for sleeping with the boss. And you have judged someone for being in a victim position. And she goes, you made it seem like you were sexing it up, baby.
You even said it wasn't part of the Me Too movement.
She goes, well, you know what? I'm saying it wasn't rape, but it was still a man with a position of power over me, okay? You know what? You have a perception problem, okay? You just a very bad perception problem. She's like,
excuse me, I don't work reception, bitch.
You're going to say I got a perception problem? Next thing I know, you're going to say I didn't see a fox in the driveway, baby.
And Frank's like, oh God, the women are piping up. All right, let's get the check before it's too late.
So then Jennifer's, Melissa's like, you know what, if she said it in girl code and it's going to be, you know, then I'm like, and then you're going to use it against her. And she's like,
she put it in the book, baby. She put it in the book. The whole world's going to know about it. Oh, baby.
Okay, you know what? You'll reprocess it when you read it in the book or listen to the audio because, you know, I know you don't understand words or letters or anything like that. Okay.
I can read, Marge. Thank you.
It's like, all right, you know what? Let's go. Let's just go. It's ridiculous. So.
Marge didn't really tell her off. Yeah. So they go to the vans, and they're walking there, and this is where Joe Gorga's like, "Hey, Mel, you gonna wait for your husband or what?"
Yeah. You don't want to wait for me? Did you have too much to drink, huh? And then he just like slams the door when he gets in the van, like all angry. What are you mad about, huh? What are you mad about?
Yeah, you know what? I'd like my wife to wait for me, all right? It's like you don't even have a husband, all right? Like, who's the person who grabbed your ass like a Christmas ham and slapped it this morning and said, "Yeah, that's nice, huh?" Was that person not exist?
It's like, you know how hard it is to be the one who always says, there he is," but no one says to me, "There he is." You know what I'm saying?
If there's a Joe in the jungle, but nobody says, "There he is," is there even a Joe in the jungle? You know what I'm saying?
So, Mara, you know, Joe, just relax. She loves you so much. Just look at her. She loves you so much. And Melissa's like, "I don't even know what the fuck the problem is. You know, this is the problem. We used to be so attached, and I'm still like that, but she just changed, you know? You've turned into a businesswoman, eh? You start having your own independent thoughts, making your own money, and that's, like, terrible, huh? Like, what's up with that, huh?"
"Let your wife have something that's her own, Joe." And then she's like, "You know, it all started a couple of years ago when I started Macy's, and then after Macy's, TJ Maxx for more affordable fashions. And, you know, all day long, it's store to store to store." Melissa, you're talking about the equivalent of a mall kiosk.
Yeah. In
like a strip mall, okay?
She's like, "Oh," I was like, "now I just have to go to Fashion Week and trade shows, and Donatella Versace calls for me, and, you know, I'm making TED Talks in Tokyo. It's just so hard owning Envy.
I have appearances, red carpets. You know, Chuck E. Cheese isn't going to walk himself down the red carpet, okay?" So Joe's like, "You know what? Maybe we just grew apart. That's it." She goes, "Maybe we did." And he's like, "Yeah, you know, you give someone so much love." She goes, "I gave you so much love. Oh, what? I got to lick your ass forever, you spoiled fuck." And of course, everyone's like super uncomfortable because, yeah, you know, this is the couple that's just decided to do it in front of everybody.
Yeah. "Be careful what you say." He goes, "Be careful what you say. I'll never talk to you again." You know what that means? Silent fucking. Okay, we're going to do it in silence from now on, huh?
"I'm going to hit your ass and you're not even going to know why." Yeah. All right. And she's like, "I kissed your ass for so many years, and so you can sit home while I go to work." And he's like, "Ah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what you do, and I'm going to walk away." And I love that Joe Gorga and Marlo had the same like trajectory this week.
Yeah, they just walked like a small distance. "How'd that feel, huh? How'd that feel?" And Jackie's like, "I don't want to get in the middle of their marriage, but I think he's being too sensitive." And then they get back to the house, and Joe just goes and sits in the back patio and sulks. And so Margaret pokes her head around. She goes, "You out there alone?" He goes, "Yeah." She goes, "Okay, Joe, go outside. Joe, go talk to him. Go, Joe." Now, is it me, like, I mean, this is pretty obvious what was happening here. I feel like he was projecting, like, senses of loss of control, you know, this whole, like, with his dad's funeral or memorial and all this, you know, like, all these mixed emotions. And, you know, No, we love No, and God bless his soul, rest in peace. But let's also not forget that christening. We did see a glimpse into No and Joe Gorga's like dynamic, and it was pretty dark. It was basically No calling him a pussy.
You're a pussy.
You're my father.
So here's this guy who, like, yeah, like, he was probably, you know, he probably got a lot of grief from No, and like, probably suffers from like trying to meet his expectations. And I think at that moment, with everything going on, he just probably just projected all that shit onto Melissa, which is my way of saying, like, get some therapy, man. Don't yell at Melissa about your bullshit.
I think Joe Gorga would be so confused in therapy. I just imagine him in therapy. Like, "Okay, Joe, I want you to draw something. Okay, just draw some scribbles on a line, Joe. Okay? Okay, now, Joe, what do you see there? What did you draw?" "A dick." "No, Joe. Come on. It's not a dick, Joe. Look a little harder." "A fart." "No, Joe. Sorry. What is it?" "A dick and a fart. A dick and a fart together." All right. Well, time's up. That'll be $150. Thanks for coming to therapy, Joe.
There he is. Okay. Yes, you've been saying that since you got in here. So, so anyway, so now Joe B, and Evan are talking to Joe Gorga, clearly bored out of their minds, but like. Their wives have ordered them to talk to Joe. And so he's like, Joe Gorga's like, she's changed a little bit. A little bit. You know what? It bothers me. You know, it bothers me. Huh? It's like, if she's only changed a little bit, why are you bothered so much?
Yeah. And Jackie's in with the girls. She's like, if you were doing something bad, we'd tell you about it. And then back with Joe, he's like, I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong? He has like a John Lovitz
like Harvey Fierstein
moment. It's Harvey Fierstein. I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong? And then Melissa's saying, you know, he's just old school. I married him when I was 24 and I did whatever he wanted me to do. I mean, he was like really jealous. He'd be like, do not move. And then I would just stand there. And you know what? I thought that was so amazing at the time.
Yeah.
What?
She liked the sense that someone cared about her, I guess. Cared enough that to want her to, it was, you know, that weird, crazy daddy issue shit. Yeah. So then.
He locked the doors from the outside so I couldn't leave the house. And it was really the most romantic thing that I've ever been through in my life. You know, I mean, until you wake up with a knife to your throat in bed, you really just don't understand how much a man can love you. Am I right, girl?
She's like, guys. Let's just have a girls' night and watch a really romantic movie like Sleeping with the Enemy, right? Always warms my heart. So, Joe Gorga's like, you know, when I got caught up in my things, you know, I worked, but then I came home and she was my everything, you know? She was my everything. And, like, my father was like that, okay? He molded me into the man I am, and I watched him with my mother, and my mother passed away, and my father went to the cemetery every single day. It's like, okay, so you basically want to marry your mom right now. Like, you want Melissa to be like your mom, essentially.
Well, he's saying, you know, she was my everything. Yeah, she was your nanny. She was your wife. She was your sex object. She was your babysitter. She was the lady who fucking cleaned your house. It's like, there's more to life, Joe. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that someone's life has changed a little bit. Like, she leaves the house now. Deal with it, Joe. Okay, get over it. Welcome to 2021. I mean, welcome to 1950 in general.
Thank you. I was about to say, it's not even revolutionary. 21. So then he goes, I call fame the devil. Okay, the devil comes into your soul and you forget who you really are. I'm like, you realize you're famous too. You're acting like, oh, she's the only one who's affected by fame. Like, oh, women are fragile and are just become monsters. Guess what? First of all, when they become monsters, that's when we love them the most. Second of all, what you think growing with Gorga just came because people in New Jersey decided there was a contractor that they wanted to get advice from? No, you're cashing in on this fame too. So don't shame Melissa for it.
Oh, and you know who you have the same opinion as? Which you are going to be so excited, Ben.
Who?
You have the same opinion as Miss Elizabeth Perkins, who was on Watch What Happens last night
with
the March. And that's what she said. She was like, excuse me, but growing with Gorga, that happened because of Melissa. So, Joe, okay. I mean, she's still so Elizabeth Perkins.
She is. When I turned on the recording, I saw like the last like 10 seconds of Watch What Happens Live when they're all waving at the camera and like everyone's waving and then Elizabeth Perkins is just like sitting there with a reticent smile on her face like, have I done my duty? Can I go back to my Williams-Sonoma catalog? Thank you.
I know. Can I go back to being better than everybody here? Thanks.
Can I go back to trying to purge chopsticks on a giant keyboard from my brain? Thank you.
So Jackie is telling Melissa, you know what? It's just that Joe got used to you being his little bitch. That's what. And if I do everything he needs, he's fine. But then if I don't, he freaks the fuck out. And I'm not going back to that. And then Joe comes in and he's like, listen, nobody said nothing bad about you. All right. You're just too involved in the working. All right. You need to realize you've got boobs. Okay. Boobs need to be at home. That's just it. All right.
Isn't it a global pandemic? Are we to believe that like during this global pandemic, throngs of people are still just like pulling Melissa Gorga away from Joe so that she has to tend Envy, you know, to sell a green jacket? What? I mean, he really needs to chill out. He should be so lucky to have Melissa, you know, because she is the one making those grilled cheeses for all those kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So she's like, how am I even different? He's like, just a little bit. She goes, yeah, from the 24-year-old you met, Joe, yeah, I'm a little different, okay? I dance on the floor now, okay? And he's like, you know what? I don't want to talk about it. It's just different. Dance on the floor now. He's like, my parents taught me what love looked like, and that's what I want. And she's like, well, this is what you got, all right? So then in the morning, it's really super tense. And Teresa's nervous. And she's like, you know, I'm really tense today because the whole first days was arguing. And I feel like we've been here for days.
Yeah. And then Joe Gorga's like outside on this huge deck with Evan. And they're like stretching and everything. And Mart just talking about him. And she goes, you know, I love Joe. But, you know, he's a little bit caveman style. Just a little bit. It's like, are you saying that because he happens to be dragging in a saber-toothed tiger from the beach? Like, he's very caveman. Very, very caveman.
Yeah, he really is. So Frank is on his boat because they're all going to go to lunch on boats. We all got boats, all right? So Dolores is like, hey, look, Frank, you know what I thought was going to happen? I thought I was going to wake up and there was going to be breakfast there. You know what was there? A lot of back hair in the shower drain, Frank. Could you explain to me what's going on?
We call that a red flag where I'm from. Okay. I'm old school. We call it a red flag. Okay. So Frank is like, so she's like, you know what, Frank, since you went on a boat trip to who knows where at 7 a.m, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some breakfast. Okay. What do you want? He's like, okay. How about this? Egg whites, turkey bacon, plain bagel, scooped, get me scooped. And then Bill's like, ooh, I'll have the same thing that he's having. Maybe I'll have the same muscles. Big, strong muscles that need to be oiled up by an innocent soul nearby. Yeah, strong muscles.
Teresa and Jen are by the water, and Teresa goes,
look at the swans. You know what? I had doves at the funeral.
Who's going to tell Teresa that those are different birds?
Yeah. Yeah. And that, like, birds are special, and they do carry symbolic meaning, but they also do show up at places pretty, like, I'm looking at a bird right now, to be honest. There's a lot of birds.
Yeah, it's like you're holding a hoagie in your hand. Okay. It's not that deep.
Yeah. Also, I want to point out one thing that we did gloss over was a very important scene of Melissa saying, I need to go on a bike ride because biking is very therapeutic for me. And then she just pedals off, and then, like, 5 seconds later, she just back unexplained. I was like, oh, well, that was, thank you for that slice of life, that insight into the way Melissa Gorga operates, how a fashion maven, how she gets by in the world.
Yeah, I think she came back because the camera crew didn't follow her. She's like, what the hell, guys? Like, we're exhausted. Okay, you're not taking us on a fucking bike ride. You're not Kathy Wakili, man.
I was about to say, they're like, we did this once with Kathy Wakili. It didn't work out, okay?
So she's found the donut place on the shore, and they're gonna deliver. And so the girls are like, how do you feel after last night? She's like, I gotta be honest, it was just not very easy. And then they ask Joe, the guys are asking Joe, Bonino's asking Joe specifically, if anyone cares, how he is. And he's like, I'm really upset, all right? You know what? I just jerked off right now. Oh, just finished again. God, I'm so mad. And Joe's like, you know what? You just gotta talk it out. Being mad isn't gonna help. Just say, is there a room you'd like for me to remodel? Or would you like some coffee that's fresh out of the steamer? You know, she loves that.
Ice, Joe. You gotta put ice on it. God damn, he's never gonna learn.
Do you know how many shirts I've ruined because he put coffee in the iron? Okay, it just doesn't work that way, Joe. Okay? So then, by the way, those donuts that Melissa's like, I found this great place that has donuts and we're having it delivered. Never saw a donut. No donuts. Just like a big donut tease. I did not appreciate that. So Melissa feels guilty. And so Joe Gorga comes inside and he's like, hey, there she is, my wife. Hey, if I ruined last night, I'm sorry. You know, and she's, well, you know, marriage isn't easy. You know, it's work. I told you, I don't want you working. No, Joe, no, he's a caveman. He's a caveman, Melissa. Okay.
You know, we're going to go outside. You guys just talk about this. Okay. And Joe's wearing a t-shirt that says defined apparel. So let me look that up. I feel like that's an important.
Come to opening up a dictionary, defined. I feel like.
I feel like that's very important. Hottest trends, classic D hoodie, jersey grind hoodie. Okay. So jersey this grind is obviously one of them, right? Let's see who owns this show.
I don't know what you mean by show. One of them. Like a jerseyite?
One of them. No,
like one of the cast, one of the cast members.
Defined. Okay.
Shout out to Joe for always repping our brand and showing some love, okay?
Yeah.
Define Small D Apparel, Franklin, New Jersey. To see our favorite Real Housewives of New Jersey stars Joey Gorga and Melissa Gorga, tune in tonight, okay?
Wow, that's a great endorsement from Defined. Like, yeah, here's our signature Joe Gorga jersey. On the front it says there, and on the back it says he is.
Yeah, and their Facebook is basically pictures of Melissa and Joe. Yeah, so anyway, and the guy looks kind of like a knockoff Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had to know. If any of you had to know, there, you're welcome. Okay?
So Joe Gorga is mad that Melissa is devoting a smidgen of time to selling clothes at her store while simultaneously he is selling his friend's shirts on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. So Melissa's
like a really salient point, but it actually was really not that. It was like not an interesting point at all.
It really wasn't your fault. I went from the Facebook thing where I was trying to figure out Defined, and then I went through my notes trying to figure out where I was, and then I saw, hold on, the donut man is here. So now I'm very confused because you're upset that there's no donuts.
Well, you never saw the donuts. The donut man arrived, but it's like it was a MacGuffin, right? Like it's like it was like the suitcase in Pulp Fiction. We never got to see what was inside. When that donut box opened up and I saw a golden glow, but I didn't actually get to see the donuts.
So Joe's like, we're going through issues, donut man, all right? And Melissa's like, Joe, listen, I don't want you ruining dinners all the time, okay? Like, let's just have a good time.
That's for your sister. And
yeah. If you want to make out, come to me. If you want to fight and then make out, go to Teresa, okay?
So now everyone's getting dressed for the no-no thing, and Bill's putting on Jen's shoes. Straps. I'll tell you what,
so many spikes. So many spikes on those shoes. I'm just like,
Louboutin, no pain, no gain. Baby.
It's the pizza bagel of shoes. So then,
and if anyone is wondering if Teresa's sexuality is still alive and well, she comes down in a dress with lemons on it and goes,
I put lemons on. Maybe someone will want to suck my lemons. Bling, 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 bling.
I just don't think of lemons as a generally sexual fruit, right? Like, I mean, you pucker, but like, you know, strawberries, peaches and everything. Like, it's like, who wants to sip of my durian, huh? Who wants to sniff my durian? It's like, that's not a fruit you want to sniff.
I got a jackfruit right here, right? Who wants a grapefruit with no sugar on it, huh?
So they get on, both houses get on their respective boats to go to this classy place. And yeah. Joe's like, you know what? Look at me. I support Melissa, right? She wants to work. We hire an au pair, okay? Anything to ease her mind so I can spend more time grabbing a ham, all right? Because the kids are there with the nanny. Yeah. And Melissa's like, come on, we got to get on the boat. And Joe's like, oh my God, I'm getting a phone call again. Another phone call. I'm calling back in 20. Another phone call. Oh my God.
Yeah, and they're on the boat, and Melissa like goes up and stands by Joe while he, you know, Captain Glenn's it up, and she's like, look at me, honey, giving you so much affection while you drive this boat. And he goes, okay, guys, can I say something? We just had sex in the back, okay? And I'm saying this because, you know, and everyone's like, like we already heard it. We heard the sex. We heard all your Arizona iced tea cans rattling, okay?
I just want him to know we had sex, all right? That's what I'm trying to say. And Benino's like, yeah, you just got to keep working on it, okay?
He's like, yeah, so they. I love Joe Benino. Like, I love Joe Benino so much. he's so understated.
So they arrive. Yeah, and he's wearing a pineapple. You say he's understated. He's in like a pink pineapple shirt.
His attitude is. I mean, his fashion is, you know, the Macbeth collection. So yeah, they arrive at like Land's End, Water's Edge, L.L. Bean, the factory restaurant. I don't know. So they're there and they sit down. Two tables again. Ah, COVID regulations. You know what I'm saying? And
you know, Melissa really loves a special drink. Everywhere they go, Melissa gets the special drink. The last place, she's like, I'll have the special watermelon. And this time, she's like, I'll have the special pineapple thing.
She's like me, because I go to a restaurant, and if they have, like, if there's, like, chicken, here's chicken in a, I don't know, some basil sauce. I don't know what. Like, they have, if they have a dish, they say, if they just say our special, you know, our house special, you love a sauce, special. I'm like, wait. Yeah. This is a house special. I have to try it. Yes. Like, I'm so won over by, like,
you really do. You love adjectives. A special.
Yeah.
And I'm not won over at all because signature. I'm a waiter. So yeah. I look at the person giving me the specials and I'm like, first of all, don't look me in the eye. Second of all, die because you're trying to sell me the meat that you didn't sell the rest of the week. Get the fuck away from my table. Murderer.
But whenever they say things like, this is our signature dish, I'm like, well, I mean, how do I come here and not get their signature dish? Like, sure, the description is that it's a piece of rubber on a plate, but it's their signature, so I think I've got to try that.
Waiters are liars. Waiters are like strippers. They are always going to pretend they like you and have your best interest at heart, okay? Yeah. They do not. That is not the truth. They at the beginning of the night of service, the chef tells you, listen, this fish is about to go bad. We got to push it. Push the fish. Whoever pushes the most fish is going to win like a bottle cap or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you go out and you try and push it. So when you ask the waiter, what's good? They're like, that fish, that shitty rotten fish that's about to be thrown out. That's what's good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to win a bottle cap, sucker.
The bottle cap victory. So Teresa, she's like,
oh, Joe, you're wearing pineapples. Oh, wearing lemons is. Lemons are like pineapples without hair on top, huh? That's cool. I'm making believe I'm in a Capri right now.
At which point, you know, like, Dorit was just, like, furious.
So Evan's like, Adriano. And they're like, well, you know Italians did it? And he's like, yeah, I dated a lot of European girls. I got my other kids in Argentina currently. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. It's like, this is not the season to make that joke.
Yeah. Jackie's just like, Jackie does like a big laugh. Like, ha, 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 ha. It's fun. So,
are you going to cry? No, I'm not crying. She's going to cry, everybody. She's about to cry.
So, Jackie is about to lose it. Everyone, hey, everyone, we're going to need some space around these two tables. She's about to blow any second, okay? Can we get some space?
So Joe's like, I'm shaking today. I just don't know what it is. I'm like, maybe because you've like fought and fucked like 10 times before breakfast, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And Melissa's like, yeah, I was arguing. She turns around and talks to Teresa. She's like, I was arguing with him
a little about what?
Well, he just needs more attention.
So give it him, all right?
And she's like,
I want my next guy to be all over me. So, you know, I want him to be all over me.
So then Frank is like, hey, yo, hey, remember JR? You remember we used to do sheriff sales with him? And he's like, yeah, sheriff sales. I was like, wait, what are sheriff sales? Did I hear that correctly? Sheriff sales?
Sheriff sales. That's what I wrote down too. Sheriff sales. What are those?
I don't know. Do you? I mean, that's Jersey. Maybe you literally buy sheriffs.
Well, you do. Yeah, you know that. You know, there's shady politics there.
Yeah.
So maybe they are just buying sheriffs.
It's like, yeah. Remember that sheriff who looked the other way when I bought those things for the gym, huh? So then, they go off to go talk to this JR fella, and then Jackie and Teresa are talking about tonight, and Jackie's saying how like Joe Gorga seems very anxious, and there was like a fight last night, and. You know, they're just talking about Melissa and Joe's fight and everything. And meanwhile, Joe's phone just keeps ringing over and over and over again. It's someone named Realtor Giselle. And Melissa starts getting suspicious.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, I totally fell for this.
Me too.
I was like, of course he's cheating on her. Of course. And that's why he's acting like an asshole. Because whenever a guy's cheating on you, he starts to do something that makes you mad at him. So you'll break up with him, right?
Yeah.
So I totally fell for it. And it just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and not stopping. And so she calls the number back and they hang up on her.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, what is going on? So... they start talking about, she talks about her argument again with the girls, and Dolores is like, you know what? I heard about it. And you know what? Sometimes there's an insecurity, right? I mean, he's raised that he's the man. He's raised, if you're a certain height, you can go on the roller coaster. He's never gone on the roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? How do you think that makes him feel, Melissa?
He was raised by a man who shamed him for never going on the roller coaster. It's very difficult, okay? And then Gorga sits down. He's like, wow, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, that's how I feel, Joe. You know, I know where you're coming from. Should I mention old school? I don't think I've said old school personally about myself yet. I'm old school, you know? And I know where you're coming from. And, you know, you want to be the one that's taking care of her. And, you know, she's a very high maintenance brat. We all agree. But that's your breath for you to take care of, you know? And he's like, yeah, but you know, for 15 years, our marriage has been fucking amazing. And lately, she's been working more than ever, okay? She's a little different now, a little different.
Joe, you know, I just wish I could get in your head. You know, I have not been in such a quiet space in a long time. I mean, I imagine just sitting in your head is like being in an isolation tank, Joe. And I could really use that, you know? But I will tell you this. This girl is crazy for you, okay?
Yeah, she's crazy for you. You guys are still hot for each other like the first day you met, okay? I remember that day clearly. You were walking by Supercuts. You saw a flyer on the ground for a strip club. Next thing you know, babies. So don't fight with her for this shit, okay? Don't waste the best years of your life worrying about the stuff that doesn't matter, okay?
So the phone is buzzing again, and she's like, Melissa's like, why does your phone keep going off? And he's like, this real lady, they want some money, which is also just like such a thing that Joe would say, because yes, you know that that's true at all times.
Yeah.
Melissa's like, yeah, but this one's calling like 5 times in a row. This is really weird, Joe. Now he's in trouble. And she goes, you know what? You guys are punking me. Okay. You're not going to punk me.
And he's like, eh, no one pulls a fast one on Joe Gorga. Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't know what went by my head, but it was a fast one. Whatever that was.
So Frank was texting him the whole time. And then we see the hatching of the plan. Yeah. Joe Gorga is like, all right, here's what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to go to lunch and then I'm going to pretend like there's a sale of sheriffs. Okay. Which everyone's going to buy. All right.
And then Frank just stops limping. It turns out his knees were never attacked in the first place.
Like, you guys have been working on this way too hard.
Teresa drops a coffee mug. So then, so now it's after lunch, and Evan's going to go home to the kids, and now it's time for everyone to get ready for Nono's celebration of life, etc. And so the women are in hair and makeup, and Joe Gorga brings Melissa some iced coffee in a wine glass. I mean, it's really catching on, wine glass iced coffee, milky wine glass iced coffee, just like the Marge likes it. And then they start making out in the makeup chair, and the kids are like, stop.
Yeah. And then, everyone's just getting ready, and Bill's like, look at you, baby. I like you in white. Ooh la la.
Sexy.
So people are arriving at this, what turns out to be probably the classiest event we've ever seen on New Jersey.
Truly.
I've never seen them throw such a nice party.
It was really nice. It was really touching. Everybody was in white. And the biggest miracle of all is everyone's clothes stayed white.
Yeah. And no one fought.
That's a lot of spray tan and marinara sauce for your clothes to stay that white the whole night.
And a lady named Dawn came by, and she brought like a portrait of Nono that I guess she painted. It was, you know, the thought.
It's amazing.
It's the thought that matters. And then we cut to it like 45 more times. Like, and here's Don's portrait. And another one. Let's look at Don's portrait again. And Don's portrait. And Don's portrait. So,
I loved that portrait. It was badass. It was like neon with Nono with an open shirt, just chilling with a cigar. Like, what are you looking at? Would you like a piece of me?
It was very eye-catching, you know?
So then Tree gives a speech, God bless her heart. She's like, guys,
everyone meant a lot to my dad. He was so full of life. That's when me and my brother get affectionate-ness-ness.
I was like, please just stop reading off the card, man. Please. Yeah.
Oh, and also the White Swans came back, which was special. And also Frankie Catania comes in, and Dolores goes, my Frankie, I felt him. My uterus hurt.
And then a lot of speeches, and it gets really, really sad. I was squirting out salties, which I really don't like. I feel like I've got a medical problem whenever I cry. Like, my whole face just, like, you know, it looks like I've been stung by a lot of bees. I'm just not an attractive crier. And then, you know, you start thinking about all the other things that you could really be crying about.
I know.
It just became a messy night over here. Okay.
Gia did a speech. I mean, Gia, this is her specialty, is like a very heartfelt moment. That's why she is kind of like ruling the internet at the moment. So she gives a very lovely speech, and it's just like very sad. And then there's like 1 second where they like speed up the music and they're like, dancing, hors d'oeuvres, party time. And then it gets sad again, like right away. And, you know, they're just like, you know, more sad moments. And then we got to Jennifer Aiden, maintaining the Bravo tradition of not knowing how to go shot, 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 shot. She just goes shot, shot.
She does like the ringtone version.
Shot, shot.
just two shots, and then she just drops it. So there we are. Cheers to Nono. Rest in peace, Nono.
Cheers to Nono.
And everyone else who has lost a loved one. R.I.P. And we are going to be back tomorrow for Summer House. And we will be recapping Top Chef. We're just going to figure out where we're going to put it in our schedule. So just stay tuned. You will have it. You will have it. So don't forget, mark your calendars for Tuesday at noon on the East Coast. That's when the tickets go on sale for our live show. And we'll catch you on the next podcast episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.